Scott Williams is a pretty jovial guy, but get this Red Mountain wine grower in the middle of some color-changing grapes, and he's just giddy.
We call it Verasian if you're from Eastern Washington, but I think the official pronunciation is Verason.
It's a hot day at his Kiona vineyard. We wade into an undulating sea of bright green Limburger vines.
It's very gratifying to make it through all the disasters that could happen without any of them happening and have such promise.
By promise, Williams means this year could yield some really good wine. Northwest winemakers have struggled for several years with winter damage and cool weather. This normal year is cause for cautious celebration, from Oregon's Willamette Valley to Washington's Red Mountain and growing areas throughout Idaho.
Because we've had adequate amount of heat without having excessive heat, and grapes, believe it or not, are kind of like people. They like to be comfortable.
Williams takes a bunch and cradles it in hand. He explains that once he sees a few berries on these grape clusters turn purple, he knows he's about to enter the madness of crush. That's when all the fruit is brought into the winery.
It's a pretty strong signal that you better have all your ducks in a row for crush. So your equipment needs to be maintained and ready, and your supplies need to be here, and your people need to be in place. And it's a football game, and it all happens in a pretty short period of time.
Williams thinks his vineyard on Red Mountain, one of the earliest sites in the Northwest, is about 6 weeks from harvest. I'm Anna King, outside of Benton City, Washington.